Shabbos bar yutes mishnah dal misha yelush dey tinoikus echad lomol achra Shabbos v'echad lomol b'Shabbos. If a person had two babies, one should have had its mila after Shabbos, so today for that baby is day 7 v'echad lomol b'Shabbos, and today there's one baby that it's day 8 on Shabbos v'shachach umal eshel achra Shabbos b'Shabbos, and the mol made a mistake and he accidentally gave a bris mila to the baby that today was day 7, because this baby should have had its mila, let's say, on Sunday. And he gave this baby a bris on Shabbos, chayev. So he's chayev. Now, in this din that he's chayev, everybody's going to agree. We're going to see right now there's a machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, by a tarid bedvar mitzvah. If a person's osik in a dvar mitzvah, and he accidentally does an avera. So here, when he did the avera, there was no mitzvah at all that he did. Because this baby, since it's the seventh day for this baby, there was no mitzvah at all that he did with this baby. So therefore, he's going to be chayv according to everybody, even Rabbi Yeshua. However, echad lamol be'erev Shabbos v'echad lamol b'Shabbos. But if one baby today is day 9, because this baby should have been gemalt yesterday on erev Shabbos, v'echad lamol b'Shabbos, one baby today is day 8, so it's the right day. So he wants to give the bris mila to the baby on Shabbos. He wants to only give it to the baby that it's day 8. V'shachach umal eshel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. And he forgot, and he gave the bris to the baby that today is day 9. Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chatas. Rabbi Shua paiter. So Rabbi Eliezer is mechayiv chatas, because lamaisa, this baby had no heter of Yom Hashmini. He gave a bris on a baby that today is not day 8, and he's chayiv chatas. Rabbi Shua paiter. Rabbi Shua held that no, that since he's toa bedvar mitzvah, he's oisik in another mitzvah. He's oisik in a mitzvah of giving a bris to a baby that's born on the 8th day on Shabbos. And lamaisa, he's toa, he made a mistake. But at the end of the day, since he's mekayim a mitzvah, the mitzvah is giving a bris to the baby on the 9th day, because lamaisa, you're still mekayim a mitzvah anytime after the 8th day, even though you're not, it's not doicha Shabbos, but still there's a mitzvah to give a baby a bris even after the 8th day. Just that on the 8th day is doicha Shabbos, and that's the right time. But any time afterwards, the baby is a chiv, that we have to give it a bris mila. So he was mekayim a mitzvah, and since he's mekayim a mitzvah with this action, you can't be chayv chatas if the action that you did is an action that you're mekayim a mitzvah with. And this is learned out from Gzeiras HaKosev. It's a machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. Now, what's the malacha here? What's actually the issue of giving a bris mila? So this case is Pashut, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the reason he'd be chayv is because the malacha is, even though it's chovel, that would be the malacha, like the Taisi Santav explains, but he's misakin, so it's a chovel that's a tikkun. But what about the case in the beginning of the Mishnah, where he gave a mila to the baby on the 7th day? So that's chovel, but where is the takana there? Because you didn't mal the baby, you just stam caused a wound to the baby. So Kivager says, you have to say that what it just means is that there was a slight benefit, that even though that Mila on the 7th day is not called a Bris Mila, but yet, since you cut the Arla and the baby is called Gemalt, although you do have to do a toughest Dam Bris afterwards, still, you completed part of the process now, so there is some type of Tikkun.